Welcome to the She Says podcast with your host, Tara Anoma. Join us on a journey of faith, empowerment, and discovery as we explore what it means to be a woman of God in today's world. We're diving into topics that uplift, challenge, and inspire. So grab your coffee, get comfortable, and let's get started.
We are here. We're live.
Welcome to the She Says podcast. I'm Noma.
I'm Tara.
What do you feel?
I feel like I want to tell everybody hey, sorry, we've been a little inconsistent lately. We're going to get better at being consistent.
Yes. Yes.
We just have had a lot of life stuff going on.
And the last two episodes have been about our transitions. You can transition, things happen and life gets busy and we're trying to make it work, but we're here. We have a topic to talk about.
I'm excited because I feel like I don't even have any, I don't even have a clue. No, I just have this great topic for us today. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to jump right in and join in.
Maybe it's just for me. So you guys can help me process through. But last night at youth group, we had, it was my and my husband's second night as youth pastors. Second Wednesday night as youth pastors. And we did kind of an event night. Now, of course, my dog's going to lose her mind. She's been good and quiet all the morning, and now she's going to start. Anyway, so if you hear that, it's just real life.
And I feel like I should just let everybody know. I'm Zooming in my living room because we haven't set up our podcast station yet in our new house. So,
and I'm in my dining room
set up. So,
So we had kind of an event night in youth last night. We called it the Night of the Round Table.
It's my kids loved, by the way.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. And I came home with a stack of cards this big, which I don't know if you're ever actually going to see the video of the podcast, but it's big, of 3x5 cards of their responses to questions I asked and also their ideas, because we obviously it's all for Jesus. It's all for kingdom. It's all for Jesus, but really it's for them too. It's their place. And we want it to be for them and for them to want to be there, right? And so we want to know their ideas and all of that. So we had this night, the Night of the Round Table. And one of the categories that I did was ask me a question, like an Instagram box, right?
Yeah.
Ask me a question. And it could be for me, for Eric, and we're probably going to do a Q&A another time. But a couple of the questions really had me thinking this morning and last night. And it's actually a question that you asked me in our Get to Know You. It's one of the same questions that you asked me in that. And it's made me think. And
should we redirect them to our podcast? No, we're just kidding.
Yeah, redirect the podcast. I don't remember which episode it was, but four episodes back.
We're plugged out on podcast here.
Five, if you're listening for this one, five episodes back. But it was in our Get to Know You kind of series. And then they asked me the same question last night. And then with another question that was so good, but it really got me thinking, I don't even know how to answer this. And it was about myself.
Uh-oh.
So as I was driving home from dropping Naomi off at school this morning, those questions came up in my mind again. And just made me wonder, I probably am not the only one that struggles with this, especially when we have so many roles that we play in our life. Yeah. And so I was thinking maybe our listeners could relate. But the question was, what are your hobbies? And if you had one wish, what would it be? And I got to thinking about that because I had a hard time. You had to tell me what my hobbies were.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? You had to tell me that. And I really had a hard time answering those questions. I don't know. What do I like? What do I do? Separating outside of family responsibilities, job, church, all of those different things. What do I, Noma, the person, what is it? What do I, as a person, not connected to anything else, just me, myself, who Jesus made me to be. What do I enjoy doing? And what would I wish for my life?
That's a tough question as a mom, right?
Right? Because automatically we want to go, well, I want my kids to be happy. Mm-hmm. I want the kingdom to advance. I want all these things. But Jesus created us individually, right? Mm-hmm. We all have a space at the table that only us, that only we can fill, and only we, like, we bring something to the puzzle. We bring something to the kingdom that only we can bring.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about it in the car, and it just struck me, like, what is my peace? Like, what about me is different and unique that I bring to the table? I know that there is. I do know that for you, I'm sure our listeners, like, in our brain know.
We inherently know that.
Yeah. But if someone were to ask you, like, think of a job interview. What are your strengths? Like,
so here's a funny, So it's funny that you bring this up, because Kevin and I have been talking about this all week long, actually, this exact topic.
Funny.
So how funny is that? But that's what's going on.
Yeah.
So what's interesting about it is, like, particularly the, we always are asking ourselves, like, what's my value add, right? Like, what am I bringing to the table that is beneficial? And if, you know, that's sufficient or whatever, you know, and I had somebody kind of talk to me this week earlier, and I don't want to, like, give away her whole business, because she was sharing some stuff with me. But one of the things that I was, like, trying to help her understand is that she was not the savior of the world, right?
Right.
Me either. I'm not the savior of the world. You're not the savior of the world. Our listeners aren't the savior of the world. Just Jesus, right? It's just Jesus. He's the only one. But just like you said, we all have a piece to add. So for me, and I was using myself as an example for her, is I said, I'm not great at any one particular thing. And I don't mean that self-deprecatingly. I don't,
right.
Like, absolutely. I don't just have, like, you know, I'm not the most amazing painter, or, you know, like, I write, but I'm probably not the best writer you've ever met. Or, you know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a teacher. I don't have, like, one of those niches. But one of the things for me that has been identified by others, confirmed, you know, with different, you know, life things. I don't know how old I am.
43,
42. I don't know, however old I am. That's terrible. There's certain years that I just get lost at how old I am.
Yeah.
In my 40s. I'm in my 40s. I've lived a lot of life. So it's been confirmed over the years that one of the skills that I have is that I bring to the table taking somebody else's dream and making it a reality.
Yeah.
I can't quantify that. Like, that's a weird
skill.
Right? Like, I don't and, like, how do you even say that's a skill? Like,
no, I get
it. Manifest your dream.
Yeah. No, I get it.
But that's one of the things that Kevin and I were talking about kind of in this topic, because it's the thing I think that actually frustrates me about my life or my skill set, is because I can't just identify, like, you know, some people are, like, incredibly detail oriented. I'm not. Some people are, I don't know, like you actually are incredibly creative and have an amazing ability to speak truth and find kind of the nuggets of truth of things and really bring those out. Right. Like, whatever. I people have identifiable, like, you're good at this, you're good at that. Like, your daughter is an amazing photographer, right? Yeah,
absolutely.
An amazing graphic designer, has, like, an amazing eye, right? Mm-hmm. My oldest is probably the, like, she could administrate heaven. Like, she.
Oh, yeah. Such a high gift of administration.
A high gift of administration, right? And so, like, we have these different, everybody has a different thing. What I'm starting to realize, it's funny that you're asking this question, because I think it's harder to identify it in yourself.
Right.
Right. And I had gone to coffee with one of our good friends, Esther, earlier in the week. And one of the things that we were talking about was the inklings, because it's the theme for our tea this year at church.
That's right.
And she was talking, you know, she's like, we were talking about building community, and we have a small group of like kind of core friends of like families and stuff. And we were joking because I'm having everybody over to my house, and my oldest daughter was giving me a hard time. She's like, oh, so mom, you're having a small gathering of 50 people. And I was like, basically, yeah. Just like with our families and stuff, like, yeah, it just ends up being a lot of us anyway. And so she's like, I'm really thankful for our community because like the Inklings, we pull out of each other what our giftings are.
Yes.
And so I love that you're asking this question, because I think that that's the piece that we miss when we ask that question.
Exactly. And you know, it's funny, we really do need our community around us. One of the other things that I was thinking of this morning is, you know, sometimes the Lord speaks to me through movies and stuff. And I haven't watched this particular movie. I probably have seen it twice, maybe three times. And it's been years. So, and the fact that I would even remember this part of it is like, I know God's speaking to me about it. And it fits into this topic of like, what do I enjoy? What, like, who am I type of thing? And it's The Runaway Bride.
Oh, gosh.
Seriously, like, I don't think you and I have ever even discussed this movie or anything. But, like, there's a part where, you know, she has, like, run away from all of these weddings. Right? She, like, falls in love. She gets engaged and then leaves the guy at the altar, like, every time.
Yeah.
And one of the things that really kind of changed her life and changed her and stopped her from doing that was the question, how do you like your eggs? Do you remember this?
I do, now that you're saying it. Okay, keep going.
Nah, she couldn't answer the question. Mm-hmm. She couldn't answer, how do I like my eggs? Because with every person she'd been with, she just fell into what they liked. Mm-hmm. And so if whoever she was with was having scrambled, she'll take her scramble too. If they were having eggs Benedict, that's how she took it. If it was like poached, that's how she wanted it. If it was boiled, that's how she wanted it. But she never could say for herself how I like my eggs.
Right.
And I think so often, and I think community plays a role in this, that even in community, we can get lost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So as important as community is, and calls out that gold in us, we still need to know who we are in the midst of our
community. 100%. Absolutely.
So I really felt, I kind of felt challenged by the Lord this weekend to take some time. And we talk about self-care. We talk about all that and how, like you say all the time, I hate that term self-care.
Right? I hate it. But it's true. We need it. I'm saying we don't need it.
Right. But I almost felt like this challenge from the Lord, like I need to do some self-introspection. And I'm curious if for our listeners, like, I almost feel like we need to do this challenge. Like, a who are we challenge, right?
Ooh, I love it.
Because, like, in order for us to truly step into all that God has for us, for our part of the kingdom, we have to know who we are and who he has found to be. We have to know what we like, what we don't like. We have to know all of those things so that then we can lead the way he's designed us to be.
That's so good. Yeah.
And so, I just, like, I had that question. How do I like my eggs?
Well, is it funny? Oh, hold on, pause. Hey, Phoebe, your goat's out. Sorry, my goat's out.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Life on a farm. You know? So I think we need to take some time and, like, have some self-introspection. And it is
love it
here because it's going to help build confidence. Like, I need to be able to say what my hobbies are. I need to be able to say what I would wish for myself.
Well, and how are you going to make time for that stuff if you don't even know what it is?
Exactly. Like, you know, I really had to think about it last night. I couldn't even answer the what would you wish for question. I'm like, that's such a good question. I'm going to have to think about it, come back to it. Because everything in my head was like, I want our youth group to be, you know, on fire for Jesus. I want my kids to be happy. But it was like, that's not what the question was. The question was, what would you wish for? Right? Like, and so we got to think outside of the roles we play.
Yeah.
And God created us to be, and ask him, like, Lord, what have you designed me for? Like, what have you naturally put inside me that leads to this, right? That,
yeah. Yeah.
Different things, it's typically for a reason, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So I just kind of want to extend this challenge to us this week to do a little self-introspection and figure out how we like our eggs.
So are you going to do a post? We should do a post of like, how do you like your eggs kind of post, right?
Yeah.
And we want to challenge people. If you know, tell us. If you don't know, tell us you don't know.
Yeah.
And then when you find it out, tell us then.
Right.
So I love that. How do you like your eggs? We'll just call it, how do you like your eggs?
Yeah. And it's metaphorical, right? I mean, if you really want to tell us how you like your eggs, more of our,
I mean,
yeah, like, yeah, you know, metaphorically speaking, like,
didn't she end up deciding she didn't even like eggs?
She ended up deciding she didn't even really like it.
Right. I don't even like it. And how true is that? Like, sometimes we're doing things just because it's everybody else around us is doing them.
Yes.
We don't even like it.
Something that we enjoy. And it's okay. Right? So
it is. It is totally. It's not bad to participate in other people's enjoyments, right? That
absolutely. It's part of being community. It's part of being family. It's part of being friends. Mm-hmm. So like we all do things like that we maybe don't want to do. Like my husband loves to go hunting. I don't necessarily enjoy that, but I'll go sit in the camper and sit around the fire while he goes off. Right.
Yep. Yep.
So that's the type of thing that we do. Right. But to say, mm-hmm. I love going on our hunting trips. No, I like going on my camping trips.
Yeah. Yeah. My fire sit.
Right. Or maybe there's something else. Maybe there's a particular type of restaurant that your spouse loves to go to or your friend loves to go to. It's not necessarily your favorite, but you go because it gives them enjoyment. Right.
Yeah.
So I just felt this challenge, like for me to just do some self-discovery.
I love it. I love it. I think that's great. I think, my goat is bounding through the field. She caught him. He's back safe. Bounding through the field to get back out where he can eat. I think what is amazing about this is I think we can marry sort of the idea of separating from the world. Like we don't want to be like the world, right? And the world is all about self-care, self, right? And that's not what we're saying here. That is not what we're saying. But I think we can kind of like, this is how we bridge that idea, because what happens is the reason we have all this self and self-care and self-focus and all that is because we actually lost some autonomy somewhere. And we do yearn for a little bit of autonomy, right? Everybody yearns for that. And we also yearn for community. So there's the both and, right? And so we lose ourselves in that. And so it just becomes a cycle where we have to kind of take that pause, take that moment and recalibrate and not go too far, because that could be the...
Right, right.
You know, you doing introspection doesn't mean you're separating yourself from Holy Spirit. It doesn't mean you're separating yourself from, you know, right, the Lord. It actually means you're partnering with God and saying, what are you saying to me, about this, you know?
And I think that's so key. It's bringing him in on the conversation. And I think a lot of times it has been a disservice because of the way a particular verse has been preached in the body of Christ, that thinking the John the Baptist, I must decrease and he must increase, right?
Yeah, yep.
It wasn't saying that John shrinks back to not even being who John is, right? Like,
yep.
It's saying that my desires take a backseat to fulfill his desires, right?
That's right. That's right.
Who John was created to be. And I think that we have we've lost the idea that God designed us with intention and wants to partner with us. Like,
he did
all himself. But he chooses to partner with us for what he's created us to be. if our individuality didn't matter, he wouldn't have created us individuals.
Exactly.
He would have made carbon copies, right? And he didn't do that. It's like throwing the other spice in the pot, right? Like there's, we want the flavor. We want
yes.
all that God has for us. And part of living out all that God has for us is stepping into who he's designed us to be. Like, yep. One of the things I was thinking about when I was driving home is like, okay, Lord, so let me think about the things I really enjoy. Most people to look at me, because I'm out of shape right now, would have no idea that I actually really enjoy sports. I really enjoy being active. I haven't taken the time to actually do those things. I played sports. I played volleyball in high school. I was involved in cheerleading. Like, I love being active. I like riding bikes. I like rollerblading. There's like things I really enjoy doing that I haven't done for years. But yeah. That's still a part of who I am. Something I still really enjoy.
Yep.
Enjoy jogging. Like, I haven't done it in a while, but I enjoy it while I'm doing it.
And right, so, right.
He says that I'm like, that is right. I really do enjoy being active, and I need to give some time to that, right? Because
yes.
That is part of me, right? So mm-hmm. we need to take some time and ask the Lord, like, Lord, remind me of those things. Remind me of the things that I really like doing.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
Not anybody else, but how you've created me.
That's right. Yeah.
So that,
and I think
self-introspection. I'm not saying like we're going to get all like self-focused and anything like that. Because if you know, that's not me.
No.
But like we do need to take stock. You know,
absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's definitely, I was thinking about that, even just like kind of pointing back to some of even our earlier episodes. And I was thinking about this a lot this past week and a half of, you know, one of the things that we talked about early on this year was not setting goals necessarily just to set goals, but to really evaluate what we were doing in the year.
Right.
And how that lines up with what God's asking us to do and all of that. Well, I think this is a pivotal piece that I think warrants us doing a little bit more frequently than we do, because I think that, you know, especially like using your lives as an example right now, we've been through a tremendous amount of transition, the two of us, over the last year and a half. Lots and lots of things have transitioned and changed and stuff. And that takes a toll, not in a negative way, but takes a toll on kind of like, how am I thinking about these things? Because you just start focusing on what's next, what's what, you know, what am I doing now? What am I doing next? What, how do I get there? How do I do this? And you go, oof, where am I supposed to be giving my attention right now?
Yeah.
You know, your role going from leading women's department to youth department, that's a huge demographic change. But what I love about what you kind of articulated, I know with the youth and the parents, and you and I have talked about it a lot, is, and I think we talked about it on our podcast last week or last episode, was that you are all about revival. Mm-hmm. And the inherent aspect of your calling isn't changing, even though your demographic is changing, right?
Right.
But it does actually call us and require us to do that introspection and go, how does that manifest in this season, God?
Yes. Yes.
So even, you know, so even in the, you know, absolutely, what do I love to do? How should I be spending my time? What are my hobbies? What do I like? You know, how do I like my eggs? Mm-hmm. I prefer my eggs over easy with a piece of toast. Anybody's wondering?
Actually.
Shocking. I am so surprised.
But that's actually how I really prefer my eggs. I'm not just copying you.
No, I don't. I'm
different. I'm over medium, actually.
No, not too runny, because I don't want salmonella.
I like them, but not watery whites.
No. No watery white. That is it. No. I ironically have had salmonella poisoning before. It's not good. Not good. Probably worst 12 hours of my life. Not really, but it was awful. Anyway, I just think it's, I think it's great to kind of like take that stock. And, you know, kind of like as we're talking about the year, like we're a quarter of the way into the year.
Which I just can't even believe. Like,
right? So quarter one, Q1 closed. Where are we at, right? That's the other kind of take stock. Like, what if I'm laughing a little bit because Kevin and I set out some goals and kind of whatever, like very loose, and we were going to try to get back to them and set them up. But like some of them have just happened so fast. Like we were like, buy a house in 2024.
Done.
Done. Check the box. Like Q1's goal was like, determine what we need to do to buy the house.
Check.
Yeah,
just buy the house.
Buy the house. Just do it. So, you know, I mean, even in our jobs, there were things that were like, oh, we're going to do this. Wah, now we're there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was walking down the field last night. I was telling, I guess I should tell, I'll tell a quick little story with my listeners. So I got home last night from work and the girls had left for church already because they were picking up a friend. And so they had left. And I think I got home, I think my camera time stamp of me driving down the driveway was like 5:15 or something like that.
But you love the
evidence. Yeah, I love the evidence. But I had pulled into the driveway and I was getting out to open the gate. Because if you don't know, we bought a homestead, we bought a farm. And I was opening the gate and we have little baby goats right now. And my little baby goat popped his head out into the driveway. I was like, oh, you little stinker. So he's out. So I had to pull the truck in, lock the gate behind myself, walk down the driveway, get him, put him away. And in the process of that, my husband had called. And so I was explaining to him, oh, you know, Al got out, blah, blah, blah. And then, funny story, I came in, the dogs were being crazy. I got back, I went out of the house and go down to the end of the driveway. Amazon had dropped some packages off. And I picked one up under the gate. Well, I didn't realize they had dropped two until I turned and I look at the field where our cows are and the cows are fighting over the other Amazon package. And I'm dying laughing. Of course, I'm flipping my phone out to record it and stuff. But I say all this to say, because I called my husband, I was like, oh my gosh, and he wouldn't believe it. And I was telling him, I'm like, I'm not even irritated about any of this. I love it. I love it so much. Like, I'm not stressed out that I got home from a really long, crazy day at work. And it was my day was just like slammed. And
now your cow's eating your,
and now my cow's eating my Amazon package. My baby cow's running down the driveway. And I'm just like, this is the life, man. I have arrived.
This is everything I ever wanted.
This is everything I ever wanted. And it just was like, magical, right? Like it just felt so magical. And I just think in those moments, it's so interesting because we don't take enough stock sometimes too, either just to be thankful for where we're at.
Yeah.
And you know, when we're taking that time to be introspective, it's also kind of like, gosh, look at all, I mean, you've done an incredible amount this year already yourself. And like really taking that time, I mean, switching departments and you know, I know my kids are super pumped about all the things that you guys are getting your heart, you know, all your desires out there and kind of sharing with the kids, getting your heart out there. I just think it's what an incredible season to be alive.
Yeah.
What an incredible season to be a part of. And I think what's interesting is that, you know, when it's hard, we have to remember to take these moments and really, really be thankful in them, because it doesn't mean that your season is less hard just because you're, you know, it's, I could have looked at the cow eating the Amazon package and the goat being out and the, you know, this and that, and just been like all upset and frustrated and all of that. And I think it's really about our perspective, and taking that time to be introspective gives you an opportunity to be, get your heart right in the moment, in the season, if that makes any sense of like where you're at.
Well, tying it all up with a nice pretty bow. So let's take some time this week, listeners, and let's be grateful. Let's have some introspection and reflection over the first quarter of the year. Gosh. Same. Right? Let's take stock and look at what God has done. Look at what we've done and accomplished. Mm-hmm. And really figure out how you like your eggs. Figure out who you are. Figure out what you like, what you enjoy. And then how does that fit into what you've created me to do for this season and this time? So
I love it. I love it. All right.
Have a great week, guys.
Have a great week, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the She Says podcast. We hope you felt inspired and encouraged by today's conversation. Remember, you are valued, loved, and have a vital role in God's kingdom. Stay tuned for more episodes and don't forget to like and share this podcast. Until next time, God bless.